Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the end of the portal between New York City and Dublin, Gypsy Rose's recipe for prison energy drinks, the latest attempt by Kyles to break a world record, and our predictions for the Survivor 46 finale. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello.
Corey told me he was going to count us in and then I was going to speak first. And
so, hello.
And then he did it in a very hello. Irregular countdown. It was out of the blue. There was no winding up to it. And then there was no space for me to speak first. He goes right into it. 3, 2, 1. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I'm here. I have things to say, and I don't have time for you to lollygag.
Well, let's get into it, mama. What's first on the docket?
Wait, what do you think a lollygag is about?
Oh, my God. When you have a lollipop and you are gagging.
No, I mean, I know what it's about, but I want to know, where does it come from? Why is it a thing?
Well, don't you ever find that when you are just licking a lollipop and you're trying to get to the center without biting it, you're taking your time, and that is what lollygagging is, but you're also trying not to lollygag.
The word lollygag is an American invention, a slang term that's sometimes spelled lallygag, and may stem from the dialect tongue meaning of lolly. That didn't give me what I wanted.
Okay, so when people tell me that American culture is lacking. I'm gonna point them to lollygagging.
Yeah,
you know what? This morning I was told by an old woman I was getting my throat swabbed. You ever done that?
I when I have to go do that at the doctor's, I swab my own places.
She tried to. Okay, first of all, she was new. I've never seen her doing the lab work, and she tried to hand me the bag. And I said, "Oh, usually they do the throat swab because I really didn't want to do it."
You made her swab your
own throat? They always do it. They always do it. And I don't know where I'm aiming. I would much rather have her just do it. Okay.
You swab your dingle hopper, honey.
Well, it's very different from my time in San Francisco when they were doing the rectal swabs for you. These days, nowadays, it's DYO rectal swab.
Listen, I go to my doctor's office when I do my prep checkups, and they let me do it all myself. But when you have to run to the clinic in the Castro to get something checked in a hurry, she's all acting like she's gonna swab for me. I said, "Ma'am, I know how to swab."
Well, back to my woman. She said, "Before she put it in, she goes, now please try not to gag."
Oh,
and then she did it, and she goes, "Well, I've done a lot of these, and you're the very first to not gag from that." And I thought, really?
What?
Really?
West Hollywood? Honey?
I'm sorry. I wasn't gagging.
Are you the throat of WeHo?
According to Miss Ma'am, I'm number one.
Honey, I just don't believe it.
How many have you swabbed? Because
that was her first fucking day.
Anyway, so I'm riding high from that, mama.
Update your Tinder, update your Grindr, update your LinkedIn.
Thank you.
No gag reflex.
I have a question.
1989.
I have a question.
Answer. I'm ready.
Daily Double. Okay,
I'd like to wager the Daily Double.
Oh, well, you have a negative score, so the most you can wager is 1,000.
I'd like to make it a true Daily Double.
All righty. So for 1,000, if I were to say I want something, I don't just want it. I
crave it.
More.
I need it.
Yes. Say that word.
Need.
Okay. Somebody tweeted me. They said, I urgently need to know. Why do you pronounce that word like this? They said, I N-E-N-D. Neend.
I didn't put a second N in there, but I believe you probably do.
And then I read the tweet. Okay. I was in the waiting room. This is where I was. I was in the waiting room for my throat swab. And I thought about it and I thought, I do say that. I neened. And it's never really been a thought I've ever had to reconcile, but here I am reconciling it.
Wow.
And I was really waiting for you to say need so that I could feel
need.
At least not alone. I can say it normal, and I often do. I need that. No, I don't. Saying need is so bizarre now that I'm using my mouth placements. Neend. I neend. Does that sound like something I say?
Do you need to go back to, what are they called, them ladies or gentlemen? Speech pathologist?
Don't get me started on speech pathologists. Because Amelia told me, and she's a speech pathologist, she said she's the one who told me that I have a lisp, and she told me that I have an extended S, and she's the expert, so maybe I should ring her
up. No, nobody told you that in high school or middle school?
Maybe, but I had always, I guess, attributed any type of, like, mockery of how I speak to being the equivalent of being called a faggot, and not so much just like somebody being like, oh, you actually have a dialect issue. It was more like if somebody said you have a lisp, it was like, oh, you're just calling me a faggot. It's not like you don't mean that, but people really did mean that.
Your school system had more money than mine did, and I even had like this person come into the classroom and like taking a couple kids out of class once a week, and we know they were practicing pronouncing words in the hallway. We were all like, I gotta go to the bathroom because I wanted to see what they were doing out there.
I never got that type of special treatment.
There was one girl in my class and she had a pretty bad speech impediment. And one time she came over to my house and my mom's second husband said, oh, where's your accent from? I've never heard anyone with an accent like that. And she just straight up had a speech impediment. And we were like,
oh, what a beautiful accent.
I was like, what? That's not an accent.
Well, you know.
She was like, my mom's from Connecticut.
He was trying to honor her, perhaps.
No, he was. He truly wasn't. He was just, that's just him.
Well?
Hey, so I have a very important update.
Hit me with it.
Okay, so you remember I just couldn't find my good Neutrogena face moisturizer anywhere?
Honestly, I don't remember that.
What?
Was it my last big week?
My big trauma of the year?
Was this recent?
This was 2 weeks ago at most. It wasn't last week. 2 weeks ago.
You know what? It kind of rings bells. It kind of rings bells.
Well, I thought, you know what? I'm going to give these little social media Neutrogena workers something to do. I'm going to DM them and say, where the fuck is this moisturizer and why is it so expensive now?
Okay.
And you know what they told me?
Block.
They said, honey, we discontinued that in 2022, honey.
You've been using expired face wash.
No, well, I thought, wow, I guess for like a little 3-ounce bottle, they really do last a long time if you're just doing a little dollop in the morning.
Hey, actually, can I say something? I have
do
never
you usually
had...
do.
I have never had a bottle of dish soap last so long than when I got the upside down bottle. It's a new bottle.
Oh, girl, I just got the new upside down bottle the last time I had to replace.
I am telling you what, it has been in my little caddy for my little scrubbing stuff. Because you take it with one hand and you just kind of you drizzle it.
Wait. But you have a dishwasher, so you're not washing dishes every day like me.
I do. Nothing goes in the dishwasher unless it's already ready to go get cleaned. But also I'm washing brushes, paint brushes, makeup brushes.
Okay.
And let me tell
baby
you what,
ducks.
The amount of wrist action I used to be up to with taking the bottle, turning the bottle over, squeezing a little, putting it back down. No more.
Do you know, only
has this innovation changed my life wrist-wise, but I am using considerably less dish soap.
Listen, here's what I was going to say. I saw it at the store, and I thought, that does seem convenient because right now, with my old bottle, I was turning it upside down once it was near the end because, like, I'm not going to throw it away when there's, like, a little inch of it left at the bottom. So then my worry was, like, is this going to leak out? Is it going to dribble on the counter because it's already there and it's just got like a little hole? No, honey.
Not
that
once.
Not once has it dripped out on my counter. That stays tight. Whatever sort of suction they fucking put in that. Is yours blue? Did you get the blue one?
I got the blue one.
Yeah, I got the blue one too.
Oh, sister!
Well, anyways, that's not discontinued like my moisturizer is.
Well, it's new. So why would they get discontinued? They got to discontinue the other one. They got to put that one out to pasture.
So I said to her, I said, Miss Ma'am.
To the
social media intern.
Lotion woman?
I said, Miss Ma'am. Yes, to whoever runs the Neutrodena Instagram account.
I said, Ma'am. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say, I said, Ma'am?
No.
Oh, exactly. And I said, ma'am, I'll link you.
I said, ma'am.
You're doing it exactly like the viral video. So I think you've been influenced, but go on.
I said, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I said, can you just tell me? I said, okay, that makes sense as to why someone's trying to charge $35 for this on Amazon Prime. I said, can you just tell me something comparable? I said, what formula is just like my old formula? And she said, I'd be glad to look that up. Can you tell me what type of skin you have? I said,
and you
ma'am.
Sent her a selfie.
I said, ma'am, with all due respect, I've been using this here moisturizer since I was 16. I don't know what kind of skin I have. I don't know if it's regular or oily. I don't even know what kind of skins can there be?
You want me to assess your skin? Get closer to the camera.
No, so I said, ma'am.
So I said, ma'am.
I said, I don't know. I've been using this product since I was 16 and you guys are now discontinuing it. And I said, and by the way, because now I was trying to get some free product.
I would give you a major shout out.
I said, by the way, I've been using y'all since I was 16 years old. And people ask me all the time if I'm in my 20s and I'm going to be 40 next year.
All right.
And you know what she said? She said, thank you for being a longtime customer. No coupon. No nothing. And then what she recommended
for
me.
I need to know why you think somebody who has spent their entire lives paying full price for a product will ever be somebody who needs a coupon. She sees you as somebody that's already in her pocket.
Baby, I was angling for more than just a coupon.
You were angling for a record deal, bitch. You were trying to get in a commercial.
Yes, because you know what commercials do? they have residuals, honey.
Oh, girl.
I once went on a date with a guy who was in like a lottery commercial in Minnesota in the early 2000s. He still gets checks for that.
And did you split the bill?
No.
Oh, no. Did you pay?
He treated me with his lotto commercial money, honey.
Wow. So that could be you.
If they're going to discontinue my moisturizer after it's kept me looking this young for this long, they should at least put me in an ad. And then she recommended just a straight up sunscreen for me. I said, I'm looking for a moisturizer, not a sunscreen, honey.
Well, a lot of moisturizers will have sunscreen SPF, and a lot of SPF yes. will have moisturizations.
Well, my old one certainly did. And I was like, she
ooh, I would keep that word. I would keep that word out of your mouth. The more what? You old.
Did I say old?
You're going to start manifesting that all over your face without your moisturizer.
No. So, well, I'm still in search, but I did.
Still on the hunt and still open to brand collaborations.
Yes, and she sent me two links. Both were only $16, which is what I'm willing to pay for a moisturizer.
Sounds like you're good to go. Not sure what the issue is.
Right. So the good news is...
Well, keep me posted. I can't wait to hear how your skin reacts.
Thank you. I will keep you posted. And if you can tell if I have oily or regular skin, what's the third skin?
Crater face, disgusting, greasy pizza skin.
Skin types. Oh, combination skin, sensitive skin, dry skin, oily skin, normal. Normal. Yeah, okay. I think I have normal skin. Not to brag. Well, that was my only bullet point for the whole day, so I guess you're here to get it.
Oh, my God.
Do you have anything to speak on?
I have 15 other topics that need to be discussed. Firstly.
All right. I'll roll the dice. Let's start with number 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So a Gypsy Rose update.
We'll get you segue into it. Speaking of oily skin.
Speaking of concoctions that might ruin you. Yes.
Yes.
Liquid concoctions that might ruin you. Did you see
lava?
Gypsy Rose is at it again with a brand new tutorial on her TikTok. She's teaching you how to make an energy drink prison style.
They have a prison style energy drink?
Well, it's very DIY. You have to be saving up your, allowance or whatever the hell's commissary or so. And I know that we have a lot of listeners locked up. So this one goes out to all of our cycle babies putting in the time. So what you need?
Wait. Yeah, actually, I want to know this. But also, would you want? I just can't imagine being locked up and thinking, oh, I'd kill for a 5-hour energy right now.
I'm trying to nap the entire sentence.
Right?
Who needs energy? What do you need energy for? What are you doing?
Pace your cell?
I don't want to be stuck in my cell shaking my leg.
Running. I guess you do get outside to like run a lap. But like girl, you're not trying to set up.
I don't know. I saw that. What's that show?
Orange is the New Black.
Orange Women, yes. And they were really up to a lot. So maybe you do need an energy drink. Well, what you're going to need is you need a bag of Jolly Ranchers. Okay.
Where are you getting that? They sell that there?
Yeah, baby. They have a store.
I know they have a store, but I pictured it a little more pads and toothbrushes, a little less camp commissary.
Okay, well, all these things she said she was able to buy at the store in her prison setup or whatever the fuck, okay? Jolly Ranchers, Kool-Aid, Strawberry Fanta, which all of that sounds good. All of that sounds like it mixes, but the real kicker is Folgers coffee.
Okay, she's literally just picking sugar and caffeine. Of course you're going to get an energy boost from this.
Would you drink it?
couldn't you just drink two cups of coffee?
Do they have coffee?
Who's in their cell?
Oh, I guess they do if they have Folgers coffee.
Who's in their cell?
One of the ingredients is coffee.
with their witch's cauldron a brewing.
Well,
come back later. The Jolly Ranchers are still dissolving.
They're seeping. They've got to be seeping. I don't know. It's a four loco.
When's the last time you've been seeping?
Girl, I'm seeping right now. Hey, do you know any Kyles?
Kyle XY.
Oh, very important Kyle. I was going to say Kyle Richards.
Oh, yes.
Kyle.
I hate her, though.
Any other Kyles come to mind?
Kirk Krieger.
Kyle Kirk Krieger? Kyle Kirkpatrick?
Krieger.
Kyle Krieger. Yes, yes. Well, okay.
Kyle from South Park.
Oh, so now she knows Kyles. Now she's a Kyle knower.
There was an America's Next Top Model contestant named Kyle, and she was from, what's that place just outside of Ann Arbor?
Flint.
No.
Dearborn.
The other way. No, the other way. Closer to Jackson. Anyway.
Anyway. Well, this weekend, the largest gathering of people named Kyle took place in Kyle, Texas. They were trying to break a record.
When you do shit like that, are you allowed to come if you don't spell it the traditional way? Like, what if there was a Corey meetup? Is it exclusive to just the C's?
I don't know. That's a very great pregunta.
Would you let all the Tylers there? What if there was
I'm curious if I would even be allowed at a Tyler meetup.
No, you wouldn't. Legally.
So no middle name Kyles can come?
And you can't go to Matthew meetup either because you don't spell that right either.
Right. So it's kind of like, where am I to go? Where do I belong?
You can hang out with that woman who puts on the like leap day thing.
She's got the next 4 years pretty open.
She's not even born on a leap day.
Well, okay, so they tried to break the record last year, and they had 1,500 Kyles.
Okay, wait. Is this not their own record they're trying to break, or was there just some freak accident where all these other Kyles were together elsewhere?
So the record is for a Guinness World Record for the largest same name gathering.
You know, here.
So it's not just for Kyles that hold the, it's not like Kyles versus Kyles. It's like, it's all names versus all names.
You know, Guinness Book of World Records is just like the Hollywood stars, right?
I do know that.
You just pay for it.
Well, you pay for the certification. You pay for the, you know, like.
You have to pay for that little man to fly out.
I'm sorry. How else do you want them to be printing their books? You want these books to come to you holographic for free?
I had the Millennium one. It's probably still in my mom's basement.
Yeah, that if you were rich, you'd be walking away from a Scholastic bookstore with a Guinness World Record book. That's how I knew you were rich.
I got it for Christmas. It was like, it was a present that year.
You had Christmas?
Yes.
Okay, so 7 years ago, 2,325 people flocked to the town of Capri.
And
they were all named Ivan.
Listen, I'm going to orchestrate something for the Corys.
So
we deserve it.
They needed 2,326 Kyles to break the record. And do you think they did it?
No.
How many people do you think came?
900.
How many Kyles?
900.
706 Kyles. They were so pathetically under. I couldn't even find the results. I knew that the date had already passed, and I was searching for the results. It was so underrepresented by Kyles. I was almost disgusted. I was concerned that this was even on my radar. How sad for them. Kyles, they'll never be anything.
Listen. Imagine that Kyle at work. Who's all like, oh, yo, I'm going to Kyle, Texas this weekend. We're going to set the record for most Kyles in one spot. And then they have to go. And then they have to go back to work on Monday and be like, we didn't do it.
Kyle Khan was a flop.
Very embarrassing.
You think any Tanas went to TanaCon thinking it was possibly going to be a TanaCon?
Yes. Sure. Absolutely.
Yes, now sure, absolutely. You didn't hear a word I said.
I stopped listening because I was quickly looking to see if there was a town named Corey in the United States.
There's definitely a Tyler, Texas.
Why do they got everything there? Kyle there?
Kyle, Texas.
Is there a city named Corey?
It's the saddest Google search of all time.
There are four places called Corey. Where are they? Okay, we're getting there. This says there's a Corey, Michigan.
Corey, Michigan. Picture this. Corey, Michigan.
Corey, Louisiana. Corey, Florida. And Corey, Afghanistan.
Ooh, you know what? Let's do it in Afghanistan.
I'm Googling Corey, Michigan. Damn, okay, apparently there really is.
Well, where are you going to hold it?
I would do Michigan because it's close to me.
You don't want to do Afghanistan? That feels a little bit more fun and kooky.
Well, I'm just confused because this says Corey, Michigan, then it says Newburgh Township. So what's the truth?
Here's what I propose. You know how they had the New York City Dublin portal video thing set up?
Oh, there's a Corey Lake in Corey, Michigan.
You do a portal. One's at Corey Lake in Corey, Michigan, and I'll have mine set up at Tyler, Texas. And bitch, you'll have your meet up there. We'll have our meet up there. And what could possibly go wrong?
Damn. So I was just watching The Circle, whatever the latest season was, 6 or some shit. And there was a contestant, and guess what her name was?
Kelly?
Corey Tyler.
And Where will she go? She'll be stuck in the middle of the portal. Maybe.
Well, her name was Q-U-O-R-I. Corey Tyler.
I'm sorry. She can no longer join.
Listen, I loved her. I was rooting for her. And every time they called her that, I would be like, because I wasn't really watching. I'd be like scrolling other stuff or working and had it on the background. But
that's pretty kooky. Like,
Corey Tyler. All right.
Was it hyphenated? Was there a space? Was there
hyphenated
in one first name? Corey Tyler.
Corey Tyler.
Corey Tyler.
I need you to understand that it was Corey Tyler.
Okay. Roger that. I need to take a step back. I don't think we ever talked about the portal, did we?
No.
Did you see it got shut down?
No. Were people flashing at the portal?
Well, people on the New York side were showing tit. Okay.
I don't think you're allowed to do that in New York.
Show tit?
They shut down the portal.
So, and people on the Dublin side were showing footage of 9/11.
Oh, no, they weren't. What? They were bullying New York through the portal?
It was too much for the people. And so, you know what? This is why we can't have nice things.
So they just said, that's it.
I don't know how long it lasted, but it was over before it began.
Was it always just going to be like a mini, what do they call it? When it's like a little art show for a week.
An installation.
Yes. Was it always an installation, or was it like going to be full time like The Bean in Chicago?
Well, you know, The Bean is new.
No, I heard The Bean's under construction right now.
Bitch, The Bean is younger than me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not even close to
me. I'm no fresh chicken, but we hail these things as monuments. They can be torn down just as easily as I can be killed. So,
the bean was unveiled in 2004. The bean's 20. The bean can almost drink.
Girl.
The bean is doing Botox right now.
As it should. It's looking a little deflated. It's looking a little pinto.
How would you feel if you were launched and everyone was like, oh, yo, my name's Cloudgate. And everyone was like, fuck you, you're the bean.
Oh, it was originally called Cloudgate?
It still is, honey.
No. Yeah. That's like, is anybody calling Twitter X?
I'm not. And I'm tired of reading articles that always put formerly X or formerly Twitter, now in the parentheses. It's like, shut up.
I agree. Did you watch Drag Race All-Stars 9? Is it 9? All-Stars 9?
Two episodes, in fact.
Okay, well, I only watched one of them, so should we save it?
What, would you have a busy weekend?
Well, I was a little... I waited all weekend to watch it, and then I watched the first episode, and I was like, I don't really feel like watching the second episode. So then I didn't watch the second episode. That's, I guess, wow. My review of it so far.
So you love Drag Race.
Maybe I'm feeling the fatigue. Maybe I'm feeling like the stakes aren't there. Maybe I'm just kind of feeling like, oh, how am I watching, like, I don't know. It just feels very, I don't know. Did you like it?
I enjoyed it. I watched one on Friday, one on Saturday. I really spread out my viewing.
Schedule. Is there an Untucked for it or no?
I didn't see if there was.
Okay, well, I didn't see it, but I was wondering because of maybe they'll show Miss Nina putting on her her lip syncing blanket, Christmas tree skirt.
Well, babe, she did it for both episodes.
Spoiler!
And no, I stopped it because I finally watched that Anne Hathaway Nicholas Gatlazine movie.
Oh, how was it?
Yeah, it was fine. I was just thinking about the whole time how I saw a Letterboxd review of it. Did I tell you this? Do you know what Letterboxd is?
I do, but continue.
I saw a Letterboxd review that was like, this was like, this is exactly why I shaved my pussy when I was 13 going to the One Direction concert.
Enough! Where's the bleep budget? Jesus Christ! You know what? I find that to be a very universal thing. People talk about that. People say,
were
people
they
say,
all up to that?
I don't know, and I feel uncomfortable even questioning, asking the question. If anybody would like to volunteer the information, I feel like that's your choice. But I don't know.
When I went to see them, if you stay ready, you don't gotta get ready.
Okay.
Did you douche before the One Direction concert? Just in case.
Did you watch Survivor?
I did. Are you excited to have your first Survivor finale coming at you this Wednesday?
The finale is this Wednesday?
Hell yeah, brother. It all comes
because
to an end.
Oh, because Amazing Race finale was last week. Okay, so let's talk Amazing Race finale. So, was it the most boring season of all time? I don't know.
Maybe.
Did anything ever change the entire race?
No.
No. That's kind of okay, I guess. Good for them.
Sure. I've always said, and I've done a couple podcasts to talk about the race in the last couple of weeks with other race alum. And I said all along, I don't blame the cast. I think there were likable teams on the cast, and I did enjoy the winners. I thought all of the major problems were either CBS problems or production problems. So
yeah, my problems were they went nowhere in the world. They only went to Spanish-speaking countries. They never had equalizers. There were no fast forwards. There were no there were no U-turns. There were no plot twists. There was no voting on a live U-turn. There were no
it was lacking.
It was lacking, right? Okay, I felt a little like underwhelmed, but I'm like, what is the problem here? Like, casting did the casting.
Well, the good news is I was a little worried because I was like, oof. I mean, I knew it was always going to be this way. They filmed another season and aired it before this one, even though they were filmed in opposite order, which is never a good sign for the season that's being put on hold. But they're filming another season right now. So I'm like, okay, well, that makes me feel better. Do something fun.
Wait. They filmed a separate season that hasn't aired yet that was filmed before this season that's airing?
No, season 35, which aired in the fall, was filmed after this season, and they ended up flipping the order in which they showed them.
Oh.
because with the writer's strike, CBS greenlit both Survivor and Amazing Race to have 90-minute episodes. So the race quickly threw together a season to film and intentionally include enough tasks to make 90-minute episodes.
I understand. So they didn't. So the time slot that they had, they didn't have the footage to like fill up.
Which is weird because then they went back and re-edited this season that just finished. And because CBS still granted them the 90-minute time slots, they pulled those episodes into 90-minute episodes after all, which it's just like, okay. But again, this season that just finished was filmed in like 2022. It was the last of the like COVID seasons to air where they were still chartering flights and still doing the like group starts instead of the time starts. So again, it just feels weird because of how much time was between that. I think it would have made more sense had they done all the COVID seasons back to back to back. But the one that aired in the fall was not a COVID season. It was like back to what we did when we raced. So it was hard to watch that and then come back. Yeah. Decisions.
Especially because having watched the season, I don't think they really referenced COVID at all. They didn't really talk about it being or feeling like a COVID season or having the same COVID restrictions or guidelines for travel. And so like it felt like, I don't know, maybe the average viewer didn't care about the route. But everyone that I watched it with was like, I feel like they didn't really go anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's because they were saving money because they were on a private plane.
Right.
So they were like, let's fly a couple hundred miles at a time if we're flying anywhere.
Okay, so now that the race is done, it frees up this upcoming Wednesday to have a how long Survivor finale?
My guess is it's probably 2 hours. I can't imagine it would be more than that. I honestly don't know. They used to do a 3-hour finale, but it's been a while.
Will Sia be there?
No. I mean, in these new seasons, in these like post-COVID seasons of Survivor, they've also stopped doing the live reunions. So Sia no longer gets to just like interrupt Jeff Probst at a live reunion. She has to then do her cash reveal the next day on Twitter. On Rob Has a Podcast.
On X.
She has to like phone them in on their like exit interviewed and be like, surprise, it's me, Sia. You get a $10,000.
So if you were to predict going into the finale, out of these, how many people are left? Five people?
Five.
So then somebody's going home in like a...
Someone will be voted out at five. At four, two people will be safe. Two of the others will build fire against one another. Whoever builds the better fire sends the other person home, and that determines the final three. Yeah, it's really stupid. I've hated it since they've started.
Has that always been that?
No, but probably the last, oh gosh, I don't know, since in the 30s of the seasons.
That's dumb, boo.
Yeah, so like the final four immunity challenge, whoever wins immunity gets to go to the final three. They pick one of the other people to take with them to the final three, and then the remaining two have to build fire against each other, and whoever burns through a string first seals the third spot.
Okay. Well, so we have, this is going to have spoilers moving forward. I know we're almost done, but if you were to pick, I know who you want to win. Who do you think has the like votes, I guess, or like who do you think the jury is favoring?
It's interesting because I definitely think it'll be either Charlie, Kenzie, or Maria. I think Maria stands a good chance of winning in the end, but I'm just curious because I feel like the edit has shown her a little more in a negative light in the last couple of episodes. And it's like, I don't know, Jeff said in an interview they're not trying to do villains anymore, so it's like I feel like they're setting up Charlie or Kenzie for the win because they have a much more favorable and well-rounded edit. Ben's just been kind of invisible. Liz could be a zero vote finalist, meaning she makes the final three and doesn't get any vote. But
I can't imagine she would get to the finale and anybody would be like, you know what? You earned my vote. I can't remember any, I guess to her credit when she was complaining about her resume, like I guess you kind of do have to show up with something to say that you deserve a
right?
vote.
And so right?
like, But whining that somebody took away the thunder of your resume only makes me remember that you don't have a resume. So,
and it's like, and I feel like, I mean, original Survivor way back when, it used to be a final two, and then they changed it to a final three, but then there's been a long history of somebody in that third position going to the final tribal council and not getting a single vote. And so it's like, there's always kind of, I hate saying like a dud there, but like that's how it shakes out, which it's like, I always preferred it with two compared to three. But yeah, especially in the new era, I feel like there's been a lot of three with a no vote getter.
Maria is my number one. But I don't see it for her as much as I see it. Like it feels like Kenzie or Charlie are going
to win. It feels like it's hard to say. It's like this jury feels like they're pretty stone faced at most of the tribals. It's like they don't give a lot to read. So I can't tell if they're intentionally doing that or if they're bitter, and it's fine. Each jury is different in its own way. So
is this a record for most not used idols ever on a season?
Yes, it set the record for most vote outs with an idol in your pocket with five, and the most consecutive vote outs with an idol in your pocket at four.
This doesn't happen, does it? Because like I found it to be so frustrating as a viewer, especially as a first time Survivor season viewer. Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
because you,
what's the point of all of this if you're not using the only power you have? I don't know.
They're all greedy little piggies. I could not believe Q didn't play it, but I clapped when he didn't because I was ready for him to go home.
Oh, but that would have been major, and it would have flipped the game, and I think he would have been at least a front runner to have some type of interesting resume.
I don't know. I think no matter what, he was going to be a zero vote getter. I think people in this era are so over quitters. Like, no matter how you try to explain the quit that he tried to do.
Yeah.
I think that'll never, there's no coming back from that, unfortunately.
Yeah. And plus that's such a thing you can whip the votes against anybody. If anybody's like trying to leave whatever reality TV show, you see how quickly everyone turns on somebody if they're like, if you want to leave, leave. We want to be here, blah, blah, blah. Like, that happens on Drag Race. That happens on, you know,
everything. Yeah, and I think it's, I don't know. Here's what I'm hoping happens. I don't know any spoilers. This is my favorite show. I would, like, never want to even know them. But it's like, because so many people have been voted out, I think there's one more round where they might rehide the idol this week and somebody can find it, but they have to play it this week. And I think if Kenzie or Charlie can find it, and if they play it for themselves or play it correctly, it's going to win a lot of favor from the jury, because it's going to be like, I was the only one out of the six of you others who didn't fuck up this idol play. So we shall see.
Well, we shall okay with see, that. Mama.
I would be okay with that. I think that would be an iconic way to finish the season, after that many people being voted out, and then you finding it, playing it the last chance. I mean, it's not going to be such a risk this week because it's the last chance you could play it. So if somebody finds it, they're going to play it. We don't have to worry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've really liked the season. One of the girls who was voted out first, Jess, who lives in San Francisco, I've seen her the last two weekends in a row, and I've been too much of a chicken to go up and say hi to her. I literally saw her. I was getting takeout.
You have to go up with CBS Reality Family.
I know. I was like, I don't want to make this about me. But I saw her and some friends at a restaurant last night when I was grabbing takeout. And if she was there by herself, I would have said something. But I felt really awkward approaching a group of six of them and being like, hi, I watched you.
Hi.
I watched you. How annoying was Banu in real life?
How dare you? He won my heart. You think Sia's going to give money to Banu? I think so.
No, she knows better.
I actually, when I say I think so, I have no reason other than I want it to happen. What's the criteria Sio is looking for?
I don't know. And the funny thing is, she always is giving money to people I wouldn't be giving money to. So
she's going
to
give it to Banu.
So I don't know.
His message is that of love.
I mean, she's not going to give it to Charlie. He eats Taylor Swift's ass. What do Sia fans call themselves? A Sianator? See you later.
I don't know. Does she not like Taylor?
Hey, speaking of see you later.
Bye. Where can people find you?
You can find me watching the Survivor finale, man.
Are you telling me you went to Applebee's?
No.
Didn't you say you went to Applebee's?
No, I would, though.
Where did you see that woman?
At a restaurant in my neighborhood.
Oh, I just imagined Applebee's?
Imagine me and her at Applebee's. That I would have definitely said something.
You would have had to.
Hey, you get that buffalo blue burger or whatever.
First of all, it's the shroom, the mushroom burger.
Okay. Is that where people can find you?
No, I would never order that. You know that about me. I'm not into mushrooms in that way.
You're ordering like a club.
Ooh, a club. That sounds good. And I will actually, even if it's a dollar more, I will do the sweet potato fries.
Can I do a club, add avocado, and y'all got sweet potato fries?
You can find me brewing my witch's cauldron of Prison Loco.
Hell yeah, brother.
Come take a sip. Okay, bye.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.